Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Friday evening, February the 15th, 2013. Sharon Mulkey is the speaker of the service, teaching on healing the wounds caused by being bullied. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Self-hatred was a huge spirit in my life. I went into anorexia. I got so sick and tired of being called fatty, I got down to, 80 pounds? I think when Monty and I got married, I was, they said I looked like somebody that came out of the concentration camps. But I didn't care, man. I was skinny. I could wear size zero jeans. Oh, wow, that is awesome. A lot of kids go into drugs. And you see, the devil gets us both ways. He teases us, so we swing to this side. And then we swing to this side. I had three girlfriends my whole life. It's amazing. In the third grade, we lived with someone where I could play with her in third grade. That was the happiest year of my life. And then we moved. And then there was Penny King and Kathy Weyerbacher. Now, that's amazing because I don't remember a lot of stuff like years ago. But I remember their names because they were my two friends. And it wasn't until I started going to a deliverance church and getting a lot of prayer on rejection. And there was a lot of hidden rebellion in me because of this rejection. Oh, I looked so nice and sweet on the outside, I wouldn't hurt a fly. But inside, boy, let me tell you. When I started going to deliverance church and God started healing a lot of these wounds, and He started bringing women into my life that weren't there just to hurt me, one of the things that I experienced as a pastor's wife was one of these little old manipulative women came into our church and started segregating and isolating and pushing me out and trying to form little cliques. That's why, as pastor's wives, we cannot allow cliques at church. We can't allow little groupies. You can't allow it. And I thank God that we have a pastor that recognizes this, and when it starts to happen, he puts his foot down on it right away. Now we have a church where we love each other and we can trust each other. And I have many friends that are girls now, but that would not have happened if I hadn't received deliverance on many, many things that just terrorized me. And I don't have the bully spirit inside of me anymore, so I don't attract bullies. I have a testimony that at work years ago, I've been at my current job 15 years. I couldn't believe it when I got the notice. I go, oh my word. Am I that old? But I realized every person that has risen up against me at work, God, they're no longer there. By using the weapons of our warfare, which we'll teach you in the next session. But the first thing, ladies, that I want to impress tonight is ask God to start bringing back the wounds that other women have given you. It's needed, and it is so crucial. In the days ahead, we need each other. We have got to be able to trust each other. We will not survive in the days ahead alone. Times are going to get tough, and we need to know that we can count on each other. You don't have this in the world. Many girls developed ulcers and eating disorders like I did. I had anorexia nervosa. Some became severely depressed, suicidal. And this does not go away. The effects are still with them today. The research that I did showed that you go to college, you're bullied at college. You get a job, you're bullied at your work. The devil knows who you are. He is out to destroy your life. God forbid that you rise up and stand up and challenge the enemy. Our country is in the shape it's in today because nobody has stood up and said, no, 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 you're not taking the Bibles out of the school. No, we're not going to have that. No, you're not taking the Ten Commandments off of the courthouse lawn. No, no, no. The person that has been saying no is the devil. No Bibles in school, no prayer meetings in school, no Ten Commandments on the walls. No, no, no. All we have heard in this land is the no of the devil. And it's time for those of us to get free, get deliverance, and rise up and stand up and say no. That's the purpose of deliverance. To make you women of substance. Women that won't be blown around like every wind of doctrine. It is very easy to do whatever I want to do with this. Whoopee, the devil says, you're good for nothing. He doesn't want to have women that are firm and will stand up and do what God has told them to do. You cannot do it without getting deliverance from these spirits and other ones that will be brought to you this weekend. It's simple to do, and it's simple not to do. It is so simple, most people miss it. It's so simple. And the thing is, you can go home, you can take the CDs, you can play mass deliverance. But people, I'm telling you, this is what God has brought you here this weekend to tell you. Your life can change. It will change. It's not hard to change it. Just submit to the process. Say, God, I was bullied. And whatever else comes they talk about this weekend, be honest with yourself. God already knows. If you're hawked off and mad at him and he's just disappointed you and life isn't the way you wanted it to be, tell him. He knows it anyway. And say, God, you love me. God loves you. He's not here to punish you. He's not here to tell you how bad a Christian you are, how you're not measuring up. No, he's here to tell you how to fight back. Because the legal system, people, is all tied up with the devil's laws. The devil a long time knew that if he got the schools and he got the legal system and he got the monetary system, well, it's all tied up, he thought. But God, and this is the lost message of the church, but God, who is high above all principalities, powers, dominions, might, and rulers, if his church would start using the tools that he has given them, we would see a difference. The keys to the kingdom are in binding and loosing. I bind you in Jesus Christ's name. And when I say you're bound, it doesn't matter if I feel like you're bound or I think you're bound. The Word of God says. So when the devil says, oh, you're just full of high air, what do you mean? You say, the Bible says it, that's good enough for me, you're bound. And I gag you and I pull out your tongue. If you're going to squabble at me, I'm pulling out your tongue. I'll gouge out your eyes. You've got to start giving back to the devil what he's given you and your ancestors forever. It's time to stand up, sit down, and say, no, I am not taking this from you anymore, devil. You've got to get mad at what the devil's done to you, or you will never, never change. It's time to say, no, I'm taking back the life that God has given me. Let God give you a backbone. This whole nation is like a slimy little one-celled amoeba with no backbone. They roll over and do whatever the devil says. And the devil hasn't been challenged for so long, and he is the biggest bully in the world. And he has been bullying everybody since Adam and Eve. He bullied Eve into eating the fruit. And then he bullied Adam into being not standing up for Eve and saying, hey, don't eat that. The bully's been around a long time, and he's been very effective. And he's been operating below the radar because people haven't called him for what he is. He is a demon. And we have power and authority over demons. And you demons know it. And I know it. And you know that I know it. And they're going to test you. Just like your kids are going to test you. And when you mean business, you mean business. And that's what we're going to do this weekend. Is we're going to give you tools to fight. And it doesn't matter how you feel. Well, I bound this and nothing happened. I don't care. I bind you in Jesus' name, you're bound. I loose the warrior angels to go and do whatever you need done. I know of women who have gone through schools and they have taken oil and they have anointed their school and broke curses over it and loose the angels in those schools and those schools come back to order. This is what we can do. We can make a difference. The few women in this room can make a difference. It doesn't take a lot of people. Jesus had only 12. And there's more than that here today. All it takes is you saying, I am going to take the authority that my God who loves me, my Father, has given to me. That's the word you need to hear this weekend. You fight and you win. I have seen it in my own life in the last 35 years. I know of what I speak. And many others here do too. But it's not going to happen, and God is not going to do it for you. This false teaching that goes around, well, God will do this, God will do that. No, He gave you power and authority over the enemy. It is a false doctrine that says, oh, God will just do this, and God will do this. God said, I must leave so that, Jesus said, I must leave so that the Holy Spirit will come. And when the Holy Spirit came, which is the Spirit of comfort, and He says, I give you all authority. Now, you don't have to be super Christian number one. God didn't care. When you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and to forgive you of all your sins, you got the whole authority package too. But you were never told that. And religious spirits operating in the church have been real sure to let you know you don't know that. In fact, women, you sit down, shut up, and make sure you're not wearing short dresses. And, oh my God, don't you ever wear makeup. Religious spirits have hated women from the day they were born. God wants you free and strong. And the only people and men that are afraid of strong women are weak men. Our whole church is full of strong women. And our men love it. Because they know that we will go to battle with them against principalities, powers, and dominions, and world rulers. And that's where we have to fight, people. We don't have the legal system to help us anymore. You don't have enough money. You'll never have enough influence. But you have the power to bind and loose over everything. And you need to start doing it. No more passivity. And if you choose not to, you're going to be bullied for the rest of your life. And God, the day you stand before God, He's going to say, I created you to do this, but you let the devil talk you out of it. You will have eternity to regret it. That's what I feel my responsibility is. God has laid so heavily on my heart is to let you know what you're going to miss. You're going to miss it, girls, for eternity. Yes, that is scriptural. You're not going to get to heaven and not do what God created you to do down here and get all the rewards that He had for you up there. So the stakes are high. And that's why so much comes against deliverance. And that's why it was so hard for you to get to this meeting. Because the devil doesn't want you to know. There is a difference. Those Christians that la-di-da and play around, it's not going to be the same for those Christians that said, God, I'm going to do what you called me and made me to do no matter what. If it kills me, I'm going to try to do what you created me to do. And God has empowered you and equipped you with everything that you need to do it. And mostly, you got to start getting deliverance from these demons that are inside of you. They're tripping you up. It's on the inside. Your problems are not your husband. They're not your kids. They're not your job. They're nothing. The problems are inside you and inside me. That's what it is. You get the demons out of you, and you get the demons out of me. And that's when life changes outside of you. No more of this stuff. You're responsible for this. You're responsible for that. That is the teaching of the world. Everybody's looking for your problem. Oh, just like the poor guy shoots somebody with a gun, so they sue Winchester because Winchester made the gun. Hello, how about the kid that did it? And it wasn't the gun, it was the kid that pulled the trigger. If he didn't have a gun, he would have used a knife. He would have used something else. All of this false responsibility of not taking any responsibility has crept into society. And you're responsible for you. You're going to stand before God. And you're not going to be able to say, well, my husband wouldn't let me go to church. That's going to sound pretty pathetic when you stand before God and He opens the books. Well, my kids, I had to stay home with for my kids. Do you realize how pathetic that's going to sound before God? There is going to be no excuse acceptable. Women throughout history have paid the price to do what God has called them to do, and we have benefited from it. And those of you that call yourself Christian women have no less of an obligation to do what God's called you to do. No more playing church. No more looking nice on the outside and smelling on the inside. God is looking for a few good women who have substance, who will stand up and say no. Something as simple as this. when we went to Oxford last year. Well, boy, you go to England and you know, they're just totally socialized brains. When we went to eat, mind you, we paid good money to pay them to cook the food and serve it, right? We walked into this room. They had the table set up, and they were making everybody sit in table 1, 2, 3, 4. We had to sit in the chairs. I'm going, what's this? I want to sit with my friends. So I sat in a different place. This kid comes over to me and goes, why are you doing this? Why aren't you following our system? I said, because I want to sit with my friends. Well, why don't you have your friends come sit with you over here? I said, no. I want to sit here. I'm going to sit with my friends. Something that simple, people. And so after that, it was broken. Everybody came in and sat where they wanted to. Every table was full. But you see, we didn't fall into their little system, line by line by line, like a little robot. And that's what God wants in this, the devil wants in this world, is little robots. Just do what I tell you to do. Don't. He wants robots. He doesn't want people resisting. And ladies, there's no excuse anymore. We have to grow up and be who God created us to be. And then you're going to be happy. Then you're going to have joy unspeakable. And then you're going to have God provide for you like nothing else. Everything that you want in life is going to come to you when you start saying, God, I want to be who you want me to be. And yes, we'll be kicking them out till the day we go home. Nobody's free. All at once. And that's a lie. If they tell you, I was all delivered, they're lying. The good news is, and God said it in Scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept. If he delivered you all tonight, you wouldn't know who you were and you wouldn't know how to act, and all the demons would come back anyway because you wouldn't have learned how to hold your ground. What happens when you get delivered of a spirit of rejection? Well, the devil's going to test you. So he has somebody stick their tongue out at you or, you know, do something to reject you. How are you going to react? No. I don't care if you like me or not, you old hussy. You don't say that to her, but you can think that. No. I don't care what you think about me. I care what God thinks about me. God goes, wow, she passed the test. Fear. You're losing your job. Well, after you lose a couple, you don't have that fear anymore. I'm here to tell you that God is on our side. God is for us. He will cover your tail. He will protect you in the most awful situations because he knows you want to do and be who he created you to be. And it's not doing a bunch of religious works. And it's simple, people. Say, Lord, show me what's inside me. I want it out. I think what we'll do now is I want us to bow our heads and we're going to say a little prayer and we're going to go into some deliverance here. Because I can talk to you all night, but what's going to change your life is getting the demons out. And that's what we're going to do. Because nobody wants the yellow balloon award. Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you and we are so grateful that you, by your grace, you got us here to this meeting. And now, Father, I just, if I, and you guys each say this to yourself, if I have bullied anyone, Lord, I ask forgiveness. Father, I ask forgiveness. And I ask that you would heal the wounds of the people that I have bullied in my lifetime. Would you heal the wounds and the consequences of my bullying the people? And Father, I forgive all of those who have hurt me and who have made my life hell, who bullied me in school, if it's your parents, if it's your brother, your sister, your aunts, your uncles, or cousins, whoever it is, people. Forgive them. It's not worth hanging on to. God, we ask that you bless these people that bullied us because we know that they're wounded people too. And Father, I just tell you tonight, I want to be who you created me to be. I don't want to play games anymore, Lord. I don't want to lie to myself. I want you to show me who I am and what I need to get deliverance from because you love me, God. I cut all of the ungodly soul ties with everyone that's bullied you now in Jesus Christ's name. Every person your entire life that has bullied you, I cut that demonic soul tie right now in Jesus Christ's name. And I command those spirits that came in from that person, you get out of these women now in Jesus' name. Every one of you bullies. Come on, all of you bully spirits, you start leaving the women now. Go, go, get out now. Every one of you, every one of you spirits that came in with this bullying. I also ask, Lord, that you go and you bring back the shattered mind, will, and emotions that's happened in these women for bullying, and that you start to restore their emotions, that you start to restore their will and their physical bodies. Come on, every one of you spirits, rejection, isolation, fear, terrorized, torment. Every one of you, up and out now. Go, 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 right now. Come on, come on. Quit being lazy, demons. Up and out. Go, right now. Come on, I'm commanding you to leave now. Every one of you spirits that came in with bullying, come on. All the names you were called. All the names you were called. Oh, you're fatty, you're this, you're stupid, you're dumb. Come on, every one of you. Sissy, come on. Every name that you were called, and when it comes to your mind, you tell it to go, because it's a spirit, and it wants to stay inside of you and just rag on you and run you down. Come on, every one of you spirits of condemnation and self-condemnation. Oh, come on, every one of you that run yourself down. Go, 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 go. Come on, who am I? Come on, every one of you, out now in Jesus' name. I command you to go. Come on, come on. All this aggressiveness against you. Come on, every one of you, go now. Every one of you, and every tactic that's been used against you, I command you to go. Come on, fear, intimidation. Come on, fear of school, all the stomach aches, everything, out now in Jesus' name. Come on, everything that has gone down into your bowels, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, all the spirits in your GI tract, I command you to start coming out now. Colitis, ulceritis, come on, every one of you, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, come on, ulcers, every one of you spirits, insomnia, you can't sleep at night, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Nightmares, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, torture and torment, I command you to come out of the women now. You have no right to be in them, and all the witchcraft control that is over these women now in Jesus' name, I break the power of this witchcraft control from you, over you, from the people who have bullied you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I command that witchcraft control to come out of the women now. Go now, go, go, go now. Witchcraft control, I command you to go. Come on. All those cords of control, all those witchcraft cords of control that they use to manipulate you with, get out of the women now in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. I'm telling you to go. I command you to go. Come on. All those spirits of abuse. Come on. All you spirits of abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse. Come on. Emotional shattering, shattered mind, out of the women now in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to go. You're in there. I know you are, and I command you to go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Go. Fire burning and destruction on your demons. I lose angels to go in and put hooks in your jaws and to pull you out now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, 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 go. Come on. Come on. Every one of you. I bind all reinforcements. You cannot stay for any reason. I break all family line curses of bullying. Or if your family was bullies, I break those family line curses to lift off of them now in Jesus Christ's name. And you come out of them, and you come out of their kids, and you come out of their husbands and their whole family line. We're having payback tonight, demons. We are having payback. Now you get out of their whole family line. Go, 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 go. Come on, out of the grandkids, great-grandkids, out now in Jesus' name. I command you to go. Push them, angels. Push them, push them, push them. Come on, go right now. Every one of you spirits, out. Molest. To be molested, go right now in Jesus' name. Come on. All that molestation, I command you to go. Come on, molestation, to be molested. Come on, I command you to go. All the lies told about you, all that humiliation and shame. Come on, all that humiliation and shame. You leave the women now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go. I'm telling you to go. You get out. Humiliation and shame. Go, go. Hiding and cowering. Mistrust of women. Hatred of women. Come on. I don't trust women. I can't. Broken relationships. I cannot have women as friends. I'd rather hang with the men. I always played with the boys more than I could play with the girls. Come on. All of this. This inability to have relationships with women. Go right now in Jesus Christ's name. Every one of you spirits that came in, that this broken relationships. Come on. Every one of you, out now in Jesus' name. You're hindering them from having relationships with other women. And women need women. We need each other, people. Now get out right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Denial, self-deception. I command you to go. Come on. I command you to go. Come on. Antagonist, enemy, abuser, baiter. Come on. Harasser, heckler, mocker, needler, oppressor, persecutor, ridiculer, taunter, tease. Come on. All that teasing, all that torture. You come out of the women now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. All you spirits of torture, out now. Go, 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 go. Come on. Every one of you. Come on. Cutthroat. Come on. Gangster, mobster. Come on. All the violence. Come on, those spirits of violence done against you. Come on, all the hitting, putting, pushing, shoving, kicking, spitting, Come on. Go right now in Jesus Christ's name. Everything done against you. Come on. All the manipulation. Come on. All the spirits of manipulation. Get out right now in Jesus' name. Oh, we're just so coy. Come on. All that coyness. Who, me? Come on. Let's go right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Every one of you out. We hate you. We call you our enemy. We command you to go now. Go, 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 go. Come on. Every one of you. Come on. Roughneck, rowdy, ruffian, thug. Come on. Hooligan. Every one of you out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Scoundrel, villain, assassin, bandit. Come on. Go right now. Criminal. Lawbreaker, come on. All the spirits of drugs, all the spirits of drugs, all the chameleon spirits, all the spirits. Well, I'll just be whatever everybody wants me to be. Come on. All you chameleon spirits out of the people now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go, go. Every one of you, I command you to go. Come on, all that being kicked around, maltreated, manhandled, messed over, come on, mistreat, brutalized, come on, outrage, violate, come on, all that harm, hurt, injure, oppress, persecute, torment, torture, burn, go now in Jesus' name. You get out of the people now. Go now in Jesus Christ's name. Every one of you, you get out now. There's no place you can't run and you can't hide, demon, because God is coming for you tonight. God is coming for you tonight. Now get out. Every one of you, go. Every one of you, go now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Every one of you, go now. Go, go. Every one of you, come on. Alexis, you can pray. Alexis, you want to pray for her? Okay, come on, let's go. Come on, every one of you, out, out. Just tell them to go in your mind, people. Just tell them to go in your mind. Say, get out of me, demon. Come on, every one of you, go. Every one of you, come on, come on. Being called a retard, stupid. Oh, you're dumb. Who are you? Come on, every one of you, go. Come on. Come on, everyone. Come on. Being bullied by your pastor. Being bullied by religious bullying. Come out now, too, in Jesus' name. All these spirits of religious bullying. Having a pastor or somebody in the church bully you. Come on, and come on. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Every one of you, out now in Jesus' name. You get up and out. Up and out. There's no rest for the wicked. Out, demons. Out. I command you to go. Come on. All this blustering, trash talk. Come on. Alarm. Frighten, horror, terror, scare, shock, all the spirits of shock on the mind. Go right now in Jesus' name. Every one of you, out now. Go, 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 go. Fire burning and destruction on you, demons. Fire burning and destruction. Come on. Every one of you, go. Out now in Jesus' name. Come on, go, go. Come on. Every one of you, blow them out, people. Blow them out. Come on, just blow them out. Let's go. Come on. Emotional pain. All the spirits of emotional pain start coming out of the people now. Come on, you come out of the mind. It's emotional pain, physical pain. Come on, every one of you, out now. Go, all this emotional pain. Come on, every one of you. All these spirits of denial. Oh, it never happened to me. I'm fine. I'm fine. Come on, all that denial. Every one of you, go. Come on. All the spirits of all the personality changes. All the personalities that are not your true personality, you start coming out of the women now. The shy person. Oh, I'm so shy. Come on, go now in Jesus' name. God doesn't make shy people. Go, 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 go. Come on. We're supposed to be bold and confident. I lose confidence into you now in Jesus' name. Come on, all you spirits that have made them cast away their confidence. Come on, hiding, all the spirits of hiding and withdrawing. Come on, out now in Jesus' name. Come on, you hide. You don't go out with other women. You don't go out to dinner. You don't go out. Come on, you hide. All the people, agoraphobic, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, agoraphobic, you just stay at home. I just stay at home. I'm okay. Come on, every one of you, go, 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 go. Come on, come on, every one of you, go. Insanity, madness, off of the mind. Suicide, come on, suicide. Come on, all the spirits of suicide and death. All the spirits of suicide and death. I think I'll just kill myself now in Jesus' name. All the spirits that make you protect yourself and hide that rough and tough exterior. Come on, let's go now in Jesus' name. Come on, I'm rough and tough and hard to bluff. Nobody's going to hurt me again. Come on, that fear of being hurt. Get out of the women now. Now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, go, go. Fire burning and judgment on you. Go, angels. Go, angels, in and start pulling them out in Jesus' name. Give the women strength into the day of battle. We just lose strength into you now in Jesus Christ's name. You can't run and you can't hide, demons. We're coming for you. God is putting his finger on you tonight. Now get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. all those spirits of cussing and smoking and drinking and carousing, and all of you spirits that came in under this bully spirit, out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I command you to go. You get out. You are not going to torment. You are not going to shame. You are not going to humiliate these women anymore now in Jesus' name. Come on, go, 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 go. Come on, every one of you. Come on, all the plastic people. Oh, we're just so perfect. We are just so perfect. Come on, all the plastic people. Come on, out now in Jesus' name. Come on, every one of you. Come on, all the plastic people. Come on. Come on. All the intimidation, being intimidated, and all the spirits of inferiority that made you feel less than. I'm not as pretty. I don't have the nicest clothes. My dad drives a wreck of a car. I don't want to be seen riding in that car. All you spirits of inferiority, get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. All you spirits that they torment and bully you about. What? You're not married yet? What? You're not married? What? You don't have any kids yet? What? What? Where's my grandkids? Come on. All the way that these demons bully you, get out now in Jesus' name. Come on, ladies. Tell them to go. Tell them to go. Come on. They have no right to stay in you anymore. They have got to go. Come on. Every one of you. All that humiliation. Come on. All that humiliation. How they humiliate you. How they tear you down in your mind. How you get up every morning and say, oh man, you are ugly Betty. Now, come on. You get out of the women now. All those spirits of ugliness out. All the spirits of ugly. You're ugly. You're fat. You're poor. You're sick. You're dumb. Boom. Come on. Come on. All the spirits of isolation. Never being. Come on. They just isolated you out. Always alone. Come on. Loner. Let's go now in Jesus' name. Come on. Pushed around. Demoralized. Come on. Every one of you. Unnerved. Disquieted. Distressed. Discontent. Come on. All of it. Everything down into the seat of hunger. All the lust. The insatiableness. Never satisfied. Come on. All the insatiableness. Go now in Jesus Christ's name. Every one of you. Come on. Every way that you have perverted and twisted what God has created in them, you come out of them now in Jesus Christ's name. All you demons that have lied to them and said, God doesn't love me. God doesn't love me. Come on. They've made you question God. They made you question God. Did God say? Did God say? That's how they bully you, girls. That's how they bully you. Now you get out now in Jesus Christ's name. Every way that they bully you, come on. Every way that they tell you you don't measure up. Well, gee, if you were like her, if you were like her, you'd be okay and God would help you. Come on. You girls, every way that the devil tells you that you don't measure up, tell it to go. That's not God talking to you. He loves you. He loves you just the way you are, and He's going to help you to be more of you. That's not God running you down. That's not God condemning you. That's not God saying you're not enough. You didn't do enough. Come on, go, 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 go. Come on. All that works religion. Well, if I work hard enough, come on, work religions. Well, if I work hard enough, I can appease God. Come on, go right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Working to win love. Working to be loved. Come on, all of you, out now in Jesus' name. Come on, go, 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 go. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, let's go. Come on, all that shattered mind and emotions. Let's go, every one of you. Come on. I loose the comfort of God to go into each and every one of you now in Jesus' name. I loose that deep comfort to minister to you, to heal you. And Father, I ask that you begin to heal the wounds of this bullying that these women have gone under now in Jesus' name. Heal the wounds in their husbands and in their brothers, their sisters, their aunts, their uncles, their kids. We're getting payback, demons. We're not just getting deliverance here. We're going to ask for our whole family. That's right. And we have not because we ask not. And we're asking. We're asking for our families to be healed of their wounds from this bullying too now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, let's go. Go, 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 go. Come on. Come on. And if you have bullied people, just you've confessed it, you asked me for it. Huh? Come on, bullied by husbands. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Bullied by husbands. Feeling that you have to be bullied. Come on. Feeling that you have to be abused is what it boils down to, people. It is abuse. Bullying is abuse. You were abused. Come on. I command you to go. Come on. All the abuse in the family line. Let's go. Come on. All abuse in the family line. Come on. Everything that has been imprinted into you. All the demonic imprints of being abused and bullied and that it's okay for me to be this way. You come out of the women's minds now in Jesus' name. Get out. all that demonic imprinting that it's okay for me to be a second-class citizen. Come on, let's go right now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on. All that imprinting that's on your soul, you get out now in Jesus' name. All the anger and rage, retaliation and revenge. Boy, if I could just get my whole hands on Susie, I would rip her throat out for what she's calling me. Come on, let's go. Come on. All that retaliation, that rage, that murderous rage. Come on, that vindictiveness. I'm going to get even. Come on, all of that. Your harboring. Come on, don't look so sweet and innocent. I know you're down there. Go right now in Jesus' name. You ain't fooling God. You are not fooling God. Come on, get out. You're not hiding. Get out now in Jesus' name. Go. Nobody can take being picked on over and over and over and over and not react. Come on, let's go right now in Jesus' name. Come on. All your emotional hot buttons. Come on. All those buttons that you have, because you're going to... From being bullied, you've developed these emotional hot buttons. And boy, somebody pushes that button and you are a raving maniac. Man, you just turn into another person. Let's go right now because you are not going to take it. Come on. Well, you might get fired someday if you do that with your boss. So you better tell it to go. Out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Come on. Every one of you, go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Now, come on, every one of you, all these hot buttons, everything that you're pushing down, all the sacred, come on, push it up, angels, push it up, push it up, push it up, and tell it to go, people, tell it to go, whatever it is, you tell it to go tonight now in Jesus Christ's name. Go right now in Jesus Christ's name. All those ugly feelings that you have that nobody knows, you tell it to go now, tell it to go now, so that they don't manifest and destroy your life later. Come on, go, come on, all that hatred, hatred of men, hatred of women. Women, hatred of teachers. Come on, any teachers that have bullied you, I cut those psychic soul ties and ungodly soul ties with all the teachers that have bullied you. Military. Come on, military bullying. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, all of that military bullying. We're going to tear you down to build you up. No, they fill you full of mind control. Now come out now in Jesus' name. Come on. Did you know that 20% of women in the military are regularly raped on a regular basis? Come on, let's go right now in Jesus' name. All the spirits of rape, all the spirits of rape and molestation. Come on, all the military spirits that you girls have picked up being in the military. Let's go, 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 go. Come on, come on, come on. And you people that are watching over the internet or stuff, you just tell the demons to go. You don't have to be here to get deliverance. It's all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not where you are. It's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is tell them to go. Get out of me now in Jesus' name. Go, come on. All the abuse from military abuse. Let's go, come on. All the abuse from bosses. Come on, come on. I just have to stuff it. Come on, all you demons that you have just stuffed it and stuffed it and stuffed it. Come on, it's a big lump in your throat. You can't cry anymore. All of that. Come on, everything that you have stuffed down, you start coming up and out now in Jesus Christ's name. You are not going to work to give them diseases and ulcers and destroy their life. You are not. God is calling the shots tonight. God is calling the shots. Now you get out of the people now. Go, go, go. Come on. Everything that you have stuffed down. Everything in your throat. Come on. Everything in your throat. All that holding back. Because you just wish. One time I wish I could just tell them off. Come on. Everything that you have held back and all that suppression. Everything that you have repressed. It's down in your body trying to make you sick. And cause a lot of problems. Come on. Come on, all of this, all the hormonal imbalances caused by this. Let's go, 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 go. Come on, come on. All the masculine spirits that came in is like, I don't want to be a girl. I don't want to be a girl because I don't want to be teased about my boobs or my butt or anything like that. Come on, all this sexual harassment and bullying, come out now. Come on, all the sexual harassment and bullying and all the embarrassment that you felt when they teased you about your boobs, your butt, or whatever it was. Come on, and all the hiding, all the dressing to hide your femininity. Come out of the women now. Come on. If I just wasn't a girl, if I just wasn't a girl, they wouldn't tease me, they wouldn't bully me, they wouldn't harass me. Come on. All the hatred of being a girl. Come on. All the hatred of being a girl. And you come out of their hormones now. All the masculine spirits, all the hatred of being female, you come out of their hormones now. You get out of their periods. You get out of all of it now in Jesus' name. Dysmenorrhea, come on, unable to conceive. Come on, all of it out now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all the pecking order, the pecking order. Come on, We go to work and we have a pecking order. Susie is on top, and then there's Julie and Mary and John, and I'm at the bottom. I get picked on. Come on, let's go. Come on. All this pecking order and all the demons inside you that peck on other people and put them into categorize them. All these demons in all of us that just want to categorize people and label people and to their value. Oh, you're not important. Come on, let's go right now in Jesus' name. You're not important. You live on the wrong side of the tracks. Come on, go right now in Jesus' name. All that intimidation by how much you make. Come on, everyone, the clothes you wear, your beliefs, being intimidated for being a Christian and being intimidated for not believing in evolution. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out. Being intimidated because you believe the truth? I don't think so. Not anymore. It's them that better be intimidated. They're the ones believing the lie, not us. Go right now in Jesus' name. I loose into every one of you boldness and confidence and everything that the devil has stolen from you. I loose the ministering angels back into you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. Come on, you just don't think very much of yourself. Well, gee, if I could speak, maybe I'd be some baloney. Go. Come on, you're valuable because God made you. Period. That's it. If you were made, you're valuable. Now go. Come on. Come on. Fall out of agreement with the lies that the demons are telling you. They're lies. And you say, I fall out of agreement with you. I am not worthless. I am not hopeless. I'm not helpless. God made me. He values me. That's it. Period. Now go. I am valuable. I am significant. I am here on earth for a reason. I'm not just taking up daylight. Now go right now in Jesus Christ's name. I break all the things that you were named. If you were a bastard child, if you were conceived out of wedlock, if you were an unwanted baby, come out right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Unwanted, unloved, let's go right now in Jesus' name. Come on. I command you to go. And every religious spirit that would try to block this deliverance, I bind you right now in Jesus Christ's name. I bind every religious spirit, and I command you to start getting out of the people too now in Jesus' name. It's time to get real. Now let's go. Get out, demon. You're not going to mess our lives up anymore. Now go. Fire burning and destruction on you. I command you to go. Come on, all that molestation. Every one of you. Come on. Come on. All of it. Let's go, 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 go. Come on, all that witchcraft. Witchcraft control. Come on. Come on. Witchcraft control. Out now in Jesus' name. Manipulation. Hiding. What? Some of you need to confess that you caved in to the bullies and you got bad grades and you caved in. You need to ask forgiveness for God. Say, God, I'm sorry, but I caved in. I could not take it. And ask God to restore unto you everything that you lost because you caved into these bullies. Maybe you gave up a scholarship. Maybe you could have got a scholarship in school. Maybe you could have got a job promotion. You don't know all that has been robbed and stolen from you because of being bullied and caving in. And so from today on, you say, God, forgive me. But from today on, I am not being bullied. I am not going to let the devil and the demons tell me how to run my life, whether it's through the government or the legal system or anything else. Now go right now in Jesus Christ's name. Go, 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 go. Come on. Come on. Every one of you, come on. All this mandatory vaccination stuff, you get out right now in Jesus' name. You're bullying people into getting vaccinated whether they want to or not. Go right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on. Come on. All the spirits that tell you to take it and shut up and sit down. No, people. No. It's over today. Now get out right now in Jesus' name. We are going to be the salt of the earth. We are going to be the light of the earth. That's why we're here. Come on, all you spirits of intimidating, browbeating, heckling, come on, heckling, being pushed around, come on, all that cowering and that withering, come on, ask God to blow your ball up again. Ask God to put your ball back together again. Come on, to put the air back into you again so that you are a woman of substance. Come on, let's go, come on. Come on, let's go. Come on, there's no excuse. Come on, sibling rivalry. Let's go, come on. All the sibling rivalry being bullied by brothers and sisters. Let's go, right now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on. Also the spirit of getting other people in trouble when it was really you that did it. That's a no-no. We have to ask forgiveness for that. Because that's just downright dirty, low-down manipulation. Come on, all of it. Come on, let's go. And little girls are good at that. We just look so sweet. Come on, let's go right now in Jesus' name. Come on, making others take the fall for what we did. You come out right now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, every one of you go. Sibling rivalry. Come on, every one of you. Come on. Come on, let's go. Push them, angels. Push them out. Let's go. Every one of you. Come on, bluster. Oh, to bluster. Come on, to talk noisily and threats. Come on, all the threatenings that have gone against you. Come on, to bluster. Come on, all of it, all that brag heart. Come on, every one of you. And Father, I just ask that you begin to heal all the ways that these women have been mutilated and the spirits of mutilation by rumor spread about you. By things said about you, things written on the bathroom wall about you, things maybe your parents said about you. It is a type of mutilation. They've mutilated your character, and they've mutilated who God created you to be. Now, you spirits of mutilation, come out of the women now in Jesus Christ's name. All you spirits of mutilation, you loose the women now in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go. Every one of you. Every one of you. And demons, there's no rest for you. The angels are going to be with you all night long, torturing you. That's right, it's over. It's over. Payback is wonderful. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. And one of the ways that God gets his vengeance is to say, come out in Jesus Christ's name. He lets us have authority and power over these demons, and that is one of his sweet vengeances. Come on, get out of the people now in Jesus' name. Come on, all of it. Go, 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 go. Come on, every one of you. Come on. I loose the confidence to come back into you. And that healing balm of Gilead to heal these deep, deep wounds. And tomorrow, Father, we just continue it that you heal the wounds of grief and the other messages that are coming. I think you got 20 minutes to hit the hay, girls. Father, in Jesus' name now, I just thank you so much for the love that you've poured out on us. Freedom that you've given us, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, demons! This is just the beginning! Yeah! Today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day, because the girls are all going to know how, and they know who you are now. So, Father, we just thank you. I lose interest to go with every woman. Give them strength. And if you bring memories to them, give them the strength to just tell the demons up and out. Give them rest in their bodies, whether they sleep or not. Just give them rest in their bodies. And Lord, I just thank you for what you want to do and the love that you've poured out on us tonight. I just thank you, God. And then they say, what do Christians do for fun? Now we can tell them, right? Yeah. Let's kind of follow what Patty said, you guys. Try to hit the sack, because tomorrow God's got a whole nother day of wonderful things to give you and get out of you, okay? Thank you for your attention. Thanks a lot. Oh, wait, there's an announcement? Go ahead, honey. Oh, 6 o'clock, yeah. So you better run to bed now. Ask God to multiply your seed. Okay, that's it. Your sleep. I can't even talk. Yeah, the sheep and the sleep, all anything, whatever you need.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.